I'm Kathleen Schock. The largest Hmong New Year celebration in the country is held at the end of every December in Fresno. But for the first time ever, the event is canceled due to the pandemic. FM89's Sarith Hawk reports on how that's affecting the community, economically and culturally.
Chong Jae Veng opens the gates to his Sanger home and walks the gravel driveway leading to his 2.5-acre property. This is where he spends most of his time now.
I'm 80. I'm a young man, 80 years old.
The Vietnam War veteran has been confined to his home during the pandemic, keeping busy with chores.
I had nothing to do, so I had to walk around and clean up and, you know, water all the tree, all the fruit, you know, that's what I do.
Veng lives with his youngest son. But after his wife died 2 years ago, the house has been even more quiet. That's why Hmong New Year was especially important for him. The week-long celebration in late December means he gets to visit with relatives and friends from all over the country.
New Year, everybody come and you see each other, shake hands, hug each other. But this year, no way you can see them, you can hug anybody.
Blong Zhang, executive director of the nonprofit Fresno Asian Business Institute and Resource Center, says the lack of connection caused by the New Year cancellation is devastating.
I think everybody community has a family, you know, atmosphere, but ours really is truly connected through that way. Our gathering is about family. Our food is about our family. Our event is about family, and the pandemic is not.
But Zhang says they're not just missing out on a huge social gathering. The Hmong New Year is also a financial boost to the city and hundreds of vendors.
Here, when it comes down to Fresno, you know, where you've always averaged anywhere from 70 to 100,000 folks that come to the city, you look at the economic impact that has not only within our Hmong community here, but throughout the city.
An economic impact that directly affects the most vulnerable businesses, he says. Small business owners in immigrant communities have always dealt with added challenges in finding resources, language barriers, lack of access to technology. But the pandemic has made the need more urgent and crucial for survival. A canceled New Year celebration adds to that pressure.
And many of the small businesses that we talk to that does jewelry, that does some of the clothing, that sell kind of cultural things are directly impacted because many of these small businesses rely on the New Year to be part of half of their yearly income or even more.
And on top of the social and economic losses of the New Year cancellation, many in the Hmong community are already suffering from depression and anxiety because they've lost loved ones to the pandemic.
And many of them staying are in disbelief and are really in grieving right now. So why my mother? Why my father? Why my son? Why my daughter? We are in America. Why can't they be saved by medicine, right?
That's Dr. Gia Zhang, director of the Living Well program at the Fresno Center. He says the New Year cancellation only compounds the loss of other traditions, including funerals. Ceremonies that usually last several days have been cut short to one day or even hours during the pandemic.
It's changing the way they live their life, changing the way they conduct a lot of these traditions and practice and rituals. It's really significant.
But he says one result of the pandemic and the cancellation of important events is people are now finding other ways to connect.
And this whole idea of FaceTime, this whole idea of Facebook, I think even with older folks, they're now beginning to see the value of that.
Still, the loss of Hmong New Year is hard to take, especially for older folks like Chong Jae Veng and Sanger, who don't get to see their friends.
I don't know. I feel so sad and not like the in the past, you know. This year, everything has changed. And you couldn't do anything about that.
For a culture rich in traditions, this Hmong New Year will have to be about honoring rituals without those real-life connections. For Valley Public Radio News, I'm Sarith Hawk.